Well, now on our Dream Team interview, he's going to head over to Lawson High School and talk with Lawson boys basketball coach Brad Smith. And Brad, you had a couple seniors on the KMZU Dream Team. First of all, let's talk about senior Riley Sands. What can you tell me about Riley?
Well, what I can tell you about Riley, he's an ultra competitor and just was a patient player for us in terms of just biding his time. Riley's a four-year player in our program and was a freshman player, then played JV a sophomore, junior year. We dressed him on varsity last year, really didn't get a whole lot of time, and really kind of became our go-to scorer this year. Just a real streaky shooter with a lot of range. Was probably the guy on our team that was on everybody's scouting report and averaged 11 points a game, about 4 rebounds a game. And nice to see him kind of have success after just kind of hanging back like a lot of kids have to do. And excited that he was able to have a good year and, you know, get a couple of postseason awards.
Sometimes you see kids like that. They go along in your program. They do a good job for you. Then all of a sudden they break out and turn into real good players, don't they?
Yeah, they do. And I think he's an example. I think he just – you know, I think he knew he had some potential to be a good ball player, and he got frustrated at times, even at the JV level and practice and stuff. But when given the opportunity, I think, and we kind of leaned on him to be kind of that scorer for us and outside threat, I think he took it as a challenge and was able, he didn't disappoint. So enjoyed having him for sure, but just competed. Enjoyed competition, enjoyed getting after it, and really enjoyed having him.
And you had another senior on the KMZU Dream Team. Talk about Isaac Trout.
Yeah, and Isaac's a whole different animal kind of. Isaac started for us last year, has been a part of the program the whole time. And for him, game two, we play Higginsville. He goes in for a block shot, lands, breaks his wrist. And he was out for a considerable time in the middle of the season. Basketball is a really important thing to Isaac. I mean, it's just kind of what he lives for. And to see that injury hit him like it did was tough. But you know, to his credit, he worked and worked, got back way quicker than he thought. I think they gave him, you know, 6 to 8 weeks. That's more of the 8-week deal, and he was back right at the start of 6 weeks. So ended up missing probably, 8 to 10 games, but was there at the meat of the conference schedule. And just the comeback story was neat, let alone the fact that, you know, it was a starter that we were going to miss, and he picked right back up where he was, ended up averaging, I think, 8 points a game, and you know, was probably our second leading rebounder too. So, but the story with him was just the perseverance and coming back and doing that stuff, because it was just kind of heartbreaking to see it happen to a kid that, you know, puts all his eggs in this one sport and just really loves it.
Awful easy for a young man that had a bad break like that just to throw in the towel and say, what the heck? But sounds like he showed a lot of character, as you said, a lot of determination to get back on the court quicker than you thought he would.
Oh, for sure, yeah. You know, when it happened, I mean, just you kind of thought, you know, when they give you that scenario, you're just kind of looking down the line and saying, well, you know, he might be able to get the last three games. He might be able to make senior night. He might be able to, you know, play in the district tournament, you know. And we didn't even know what role. We were thinking it would just maybe come off the bench. But came to practice every day, rehabbed like crazy, working on offhand stuff because that's all he could do, conditioning, doing that stuff. And you knew he was going to do the best he could to get back, and boy, he did it. And he got a couple games quicker than we were, actually probably 5 or 6 games quicker in terms of the season. But yeah, it was neat to see the process, and he wasn't going to about to throw in the towel. And he was basically a coach. His brother ended up starting for him in that time, who's a sophomore for us, and just kind of took him aside, and you could just tell, offered pointers the whole time in practicing games. And it was a neat story, and so glad it ended like it did.